This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is pressing on with airstrikes on Gaza, including in areas where it told civilians to flee. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israeli warplanes are striking parts of Gaza it had described as safe zones when telling Palestinians in the south to evacuate. Meanwhile, frustration is growing with the United States after it vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire and then approved the emergency sale of tank ammunition worth more than $100 million to Israel. Men in Gaza who were swept up into tensions during the war allege being mistreated and beaten by Israeli forces. With no new ceasefire in sight and humanitarian aid reaching little of Gaza, residents reported severe food shortages. 9 of 10 people in northern Gaza reported spending at least one full day and night without food, according to a World Food Program assessment during the truce. 2 of 3 people in the south said the same. The WFP called the situation, quote, alarming. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A small group of demonstrators staged a very rare protest in Dubai Saturday on the sidelines of UN climate summit known as COP28. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
About 25 protesters were demanding the release of pro-democracy activists imprisoned in the United Arab Emirates and Egypt, holding up pictures of Emirati prisoners Ahmed Mansour and Mohammed El-Sadiq and Egyptian-British political activist Ala Abdel Fattah as a condition of hosting COP28. The UAE had agreed to allow protests to take place there under UN guidelines. A researcher with the international advocacy group Human Rights Watch, Joey Shea, told the Reuters news service just how significant the protest was.
There is no freedom of expression in the UAE. There is no freedom of association and assembly. This very small, extremely limited protest within a safe UN zone is historic. These names have never been said out loud in the UAE, and their release has never been publicly demanded in this way.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A deal to provide further assistance to Ukraine by year-end appears to be increasingly out of reach for President Joe Biden. Republicans are insisting on pairing the funding with changes to America's immigration and border policies. GOP senators are trying to move the contours of a border security package sharply to the right after Biden said he was willing to make, quote, significant compromises to reach a deal. A new proposal laid out by the lead GOP negotiator, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, could force the White House to consider ideas that many Democrats will oppose. That's creating new obstacles in the difficult negotiations. Amazon has asked a federal judge to dismiss the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit against the company. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Amazon argues the FTC is attacking policies that benefit consumers and competition. Its response came more than 2 months after the FTC, joined by 17 states, filed a historic complaint against the Seattle-based company. The suit alleges Amazon inflates prices and stifles competition in what the agency calls the online superstore market and in the field of online marketplace services. In its request for dismissal, Amazon said the lawsuit faults Amazon for featuring competitive prices and declining to feature uncompetitive ones. I'm Norman Hall.
The Philippines and its treaty ally, the United States, have separately condemned a high seas assault by the Chinese Coast Guard and suspected militia ships that repeatedly blasted water cannons to block 3 Philippine fisheries vessels from a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The noontime assault Saturday by Chinese ships off the Scarborough Shoal, one of the most aggressive this year, caused, quote, significant damage to the communication and navigation equipment of one of the 3 Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources ships of the Philippines, Filipino officials had said. They said they suspected militia vessels accompanying Chinese Coast Guard ships used a long-range acoustic device that could impair hearing. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.